This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
It is said to be the highest price ever paid for a piece of artwork by a U.S. collector, $155 million for a Picasso. The buyer is reportedly Stephen Cohen, the billionaire owner of SAC Capital Advisors. That's a hedge fund. The seller, casino mogul Steve Wynn, who apparently paid less than half the price when he bought the painting. Shannon Mullen reports.
Michael Moses is co-founder of the May Moses Fine Art Index, which tracks the value of art. He says the average compounded annual return is about 8%.
If you look at paintings that cost or were originally purchased for over $1 million, that return on an annual basis drops to about 2%.
Moses says preserving wealth is one of the biggest reasons why wealthy people buy art, besides the thrill of the chase and the fun of showing off a famous painting to your friends. And this is just Cohen's latest acquisition. He's known for having one of the world's best private art collections as part of his diversified portfolio. And Cohen's Picasso will most likely continue to increase in value. New York-based art advisor Rene Vara.
These artists just continue to push the numbers. They're better than buying, gold as a commodity.
Vara says painting sales over $100 million are increasingly common these days. But collectors hoping for a bump from this sale are out of luck, unless they own a Picasso, too. In Boston, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
So what is the most you have ever paid for a piece of artwork? You can go to the APM Marketplace Facebook page right now and let us know. And if you've got a comment about anything you hear on the Marketplace Morning Report or a question, go to marketplace.org and click on the link that says Contact. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.